famous Phil Henry show. I wanted it to be clean, and I think my voice broke there. Can we do it again?
You gotta get going, Margaret.
But my voice broke. You won't be coming on sounding like a screeching thing.
No, you sounded fine, Miss Gray.
No, I did not sound fine.
You did, and you're sounding even better. No, you sound much better today than you did last week. We gotta get going. Phil Henry show here, and
wait a minute. You want me to? Sorry, General. General Galen Shaw.
Yeah, I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Margaret Gray. That's how.
And I'm Phil Henry. Welcome to the show.
Now, the young lady that sang that song on CNN, and I want to be very, very clear. You know this song I'm talking about?
What song is that?
All right, Phil, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know.
Well, don't give me the yeah, I know.
CNN is doing a thing for their heroes. There's a celebration of heroes, community heroes, and so forth.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the young lady who sang, and I'll stay. Oh, God.
Oh, that's a lovely song. I'll stand up for you.
Well, they played it every day, and about 16 times a day. Now, Phil had the sound down on the TV, and I saw this young lady singing at a microphone, and I thought, isn't she beautiful? And I'll bet she's singing a wonderful song, and he turned the sound up, and it was outstanding! And I wanted to hog tie myself and brand myself.
Jesus. Okay.
What are you people looking at?
That was kind of weird.
You want to hog tie yourself?
Yes, that's a natural instinct, to want to tie yourself. You've never felt that way.
Margaret, do you realize what it is you're talking?
No, wait. You've never felt that way.
I've never felt like hog-tying myself and branding myself.
Phil?
Of course not.
Of course not. You've never wanted to start a campfire, sit around it with a branding iron, heat them, and then when someone pisses you off, tie yourself up.
Ms. Gray, are you feeling okay?
Yes, I feel fine. What's the problem with you guys?
Margaret, are you crazy or something? You feel like hog-tying yourself and branding yourself.
With a big X, yes. That was something it's very common in Pennsylvania. So I don't know what you people are talking about.
Well, nobody knows what you're talking about. You've never felt like sitting around a campfire, heating a branding iron, and then branding yourself, I suppose, on the rear end.
Directly onto one buttock, yes. I knew it.
Hey, wait. Now, You can't go after the guy based on that.
I can't gee after?
You can't go after the guy based on a crazy-ass thing like that. You say you brand one buttock.
I didn't say buttock. I said butthocks. And yes, you put a big X seared into the flesh. You know what? Never mind.
I'm going to have to talk to Frank about that.
Go ahead. Talk to Frank about it. I told him about it all the time. Growing up in Pennsylvania, we used to say, I feel like hog-tying myself and branding my own ass with your name on it.
All right.
You know what I love about you guys? Pretending like you're holier than thou.
Margaret, what you just said there, and I'll leave it at that, is weird, and I guarantee you wouldn't find a single human being outside of Pennsylvania, I guess, that's ever heard of that.
Well, then maybe they ought to get on the stick. And maybe you, Phil, as one who records and reflects the tastes and the sensibilities of the American people, maybe you should begin to learn some of these things.
You know, and I don't know. What do you want me to do? Go state by state?
No, you don't have to go state by state, but you could collect them anecdotally.
Anecdotally.
Thank you, bud. Anecdotally. And I'm surprised you knew that word.
Well, you went anecdotally, and it reminded me of anecdote. Shit.
He just said the S word.
Wait.
Margaret, he just helped you out.
I know, but I don't like him following it up with S and F and MF and then staring at
one of the cheeks of your ass. You just said you'd brand it.
I said I'd what?
You said you'd brand it.
I didn't say I'd branded it.
Hey, let's just stop and either reflect on this asinine conversation we're having or get through it and on to something else. What do you think?
I think we ought to forget we ever talked about it.
No, you're going to make me feel like a freak.
Margaret, you are a freak. And you know what? I'm going to ask everybody I know in Pennsylvania.
And how many is that?
One. Your husband, Frank.
And well, Frank's out here and he didn't grow up in Pennsylvania.
All right, let's forget it, okay? So in Pennsylvania, people used to say, when Margaret was growing up, I feel like hog-tying myself and branding myself with a big X seared into the skin because of what you just said.
No, that's not it. I feel like hog-tying myself. You know.
She just said F.
I know. I just heard you say it.
Well, do you blame me?
Yeah, I do blame you. I thought you were kidding.
Kidding about what?
About the whole branding yourself. All right. Welcome to the program, folks. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
You know what? Along the way, somewhere along the way, over the next few weeks, maybe it'll take a few months, you'll understand what I mean. You'll get so pissed. And yes, I said pissed. You'll be so angry, so pissed off at what you're hearing, Phil. Just walk out of the studio, light a campfire somewhere.
Uh-huh. Drop my pants.
You don't drop your pants first. You light...
You get the brand heated up.
Yes. Then you pull your pants down.
Bend over.
Excuse me.
Hey, Margaret.
No, excuse me.
Yeah, Miss Bree, you can't expect people to understand being weird and everything.
You're weird, bud.
No, he isn't. Not compared to that. Welcome, folks, to our show. We have with us today, very, very proud and happy to have with us, David G. Hall. He's going to talk about net neutrality. And also has taken exception to some of the things I've said about it over the years. Ted Bell has joined us, and Ted's going to talk about net speed. It's just basic internet speed to your home. It's all kind of tied together, and it's a problem that we've had.
Well, you had that chat on Friday night, and you were telling people, come on, join me at the chat.
Yeah, Mr. Everybody was, calling in and stuff, wondering where the chat is.
Oh, no, they weren't.
Well, they were emailing.
Yeah, they were emailing.
All right, and you know...
And what's what I mean? You should feel bad. You got everybody over there, and then the whole thing, Jesus.
We had a streaming problem. We had internet speed problem. We had everything. We've got a service that we use, DocCast. We have the Time Warner cable and their goddamn lousy service that we're dealing with. And so I apologize for that on Friday night. But we're going to make the changes that we need to make, and that's all there is to it. So Ted has got some experience there. And Bobby Dooley wants back on the show.
I want in on this. What does she want?
Well, Bobby, how about if I tell her about you wanting to hogtie yourself at a campfire?
I don't care. Tell her anything you want, because that woman skipped down the middle of an assemblage of people celebrating Christmas with no underwear on. Okay?
All right.
No underwear. And in the words of her husband, well, I'm not going to dignify it.
We'll talk about the cue ball.
I said don't
dignify it. Hey, quick, break it up, will you? Come on, Margaret, goddammit.
I said don't dignify it.
Well, he did say the cue.
He said the cue.
The cue ball.
You guys ought to be taken out and beaten and then branded. All right?
Okay, let's...
are you going to do the branding?
You think I want to see their bare... You know something, old man.
Hey, you see an old man, you go after it.
You're on a real roll here today, Margaret, and you're in a real mood.
Well, you know something? Somebody is going to have to start getting angry on behalf of the things that need to be gotten angry at. Or the...
Well?
Hold on. The things that need... Someone needs... Blow it out your ass.
I thought your voice was doing better, but right then you went, blow it out your ass.
I did not do that.
That sounded feminine, but not quite femina.
Femina?
All right. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Is that it? Yeah, that's our website. And here is our traffic with Bob Bacon. The guy's Bob.
Right now, the Griffin Freeway is blacked up. That's it. I told him that, if you don't bother, so don't bother. I said, that's the brief walk through it right now, going down the Harbor Freeway. You're on the 405 down the Long Beach Freeway, the Santa Monica Freeway. Go tank, and you're going to tank it there if you want to pay. And you can sail over there on sideways. Let's go to Skyboy right now. We'll go out to the west side.
Hey, Bob, you said that was after going to die pay. You're going to have to find out if you're important. Are you part of it? Well, you can't be Marlon. Make sure they call her Marlon Perkins. As I'm going to tell you right now, Marlon McKeever is there. Then Marlon. I'm Marlon Thomas. Then we'll go to Boyd. It's going to be me, sweet man.
Oh, shut up.
Introducing the new Hand from Gleason's. The Hand washes up your dishes, cleans the floor, even puts on your makeup for you. The Hand is a robotic hand that you carry everywhere with you. The Hand can do it all. Makeup, dishes, it can even change a flat. Just put the Hand right here on a tabletop. Tell it what you want and watch the Hand begin to bounce along the tabletop to picking up the dishes or down on the floor to wiping up the floor. Now, the one thing about the Hand, if you're a woman, it could begin to crawl up your blouse. We're sorry, but we're still working out the kinks. The Hand, it's handy. $5.95. Ow! I didn't like that. It wasn't funny. The Hand, just $5.95. Send a cash check or money order to The Hand, 2116 Glove Street in downtown Fingerville. Hi, I'm Anderson Cooper. Why do I have a job? Please call me and tell me, or you can write me and tell me. I'm a great guy. I am. I'm a super, super dude. People like me, and I've done a few interesting things, but hosting the New Year's Eve thing and the Heroes thing, they got me out there like I'm Billy Goddamn Crystal. My name's Anderson Cooper. It's not Ricky Gervais. Anderson Cooper, why do I have a job? Tonight at 8 on CNN.
All right, baby. And there it is there. It's, I like that song. What's it called?
It's called...
Who cares what it's called? It's, I don't think it has a name. Oh, yeah, it does. It's called Haven't the People Suffered Enough?
What is it called?
Haven't the People Suffered Enough? I think that's it, yeah. Who does it? A chap by the name of Charlie Grin, or Charlie... What is Charlie's name? Is Charlie...
Charlie Mingus.
Not Charlie Mingus.
Charlie Megger.
Charlie Megger. All right. Megger? Yeah, General, you know what? After the show, you can take a look at the list and groove to it, man. All right.
Okay, man.
Everybody is in kind of a squirrely mood.
Well, Phil, when I start out saying that a great old Pennsylvania saying...
I know. I want to hog tie myself and brand my own ass with an X. Is that what it is?
Yes.
And then I mock it.
Yeah, and then I come along and I ask about music.
It's all real weird, man. I just want to get through this show, okay? I've been having all kinds of problems, technical problems, so I'm sure you understand.
All right, all right.
Yeah, I'm starting. I've tried to tell them, but they won't listen.
Yeah, we try to tell them. They won't listen at all.
You didn't try to tell me anything.
All right, you guys will just work this one out after the show, if you don't mind. David G. Hall is joining us. As you know, David is the vice president of syndication for our show and also is vice president of digital sales, joining us from South Pasadena. I think you're over at Romero's, right, David? They told me that you were at a nightclub tonight. Are you having dinner?
Well, right now, Phil, we finished dinner. We're out in the lounge, and we're listening to, listen to some music, and we might go dancing a little bit later on.
All right, so I hope I'm not bothering you.
No bother.
We wanted to ask you about the, comments made about net neutrality being something that is going to, it's going to be bad for the little guy. It's going to be bad, for instance, for our business. It's something we're going to have to pay more and receive less. We're at the, the mercy, if you will, of large companies.
Well, this is something I wanted to talk with you about, and because it is important. It's important for you to understand this. I do a lot of business with the big companies. We do a lot of business on your behalf with a lot of these big companies, Phil, trying to get the best possible rate for, internet connection. I heard you tonight on the pre-show, and you were ripping into them pretty good. I don't know what, we're not miracle workers, and I'm not trying to control the content of your program.
Well, I mean, if the service is lousy, I'm going to say something.
Oh, I know that. I mean, I've worked with you long enough to know that even if I've got a very delicate negotiation going on, that I can turn the radio on and I can hear you just eviscerating the guy that I just said to his face, I love you and I need you, and or whatever it is that I say.
What are you going to say, I love you and need you?
I'm talking about business negotiations.
And then Phil is on the air talking about how the guy's a slob.
Pretty much that, yeah. But that's all right. That's life with Phil, and so we accept it.
I like that. Life with Phil, yes. You try to do good, and along comes Phil and lifts a leg to it.
No, I don't think that that's necessarily the case. I don't.
Lift a leg to it.
I don't, David, and I think you'd have to agree.
Well, not always, but a lot of times, like, for instance, this net neutrality, let's talk about it. You know, Phil, when I was the program director and basically running you at the local level and a lot of other shows, we had problems with the FCC, and lately I've seen you on Twitter and elsewhere talking about the FCC like they're garbage, like they're just something in a gutter. What am I supposed to do with that?
Who cares, man? Who cares? We don't need the FCC. We never needed the FCC.
Yeah, but I know, but you intimate that the guys that were programmers back in the days of radio, and I heard basically, I heard what you said. I mean, you really, really put us down to the point where, if I'm not mistaken, you said, in essence, that we run back, or I believe the word was trot back to Washington and lick their balls.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Phil.
You know, to the extent that we are not controlled by the FCC, and you can say anything you want, that was a pretty low-class thing to say.
Didn't you say that? Didn't you say that I go back to Washington and I lick the... you know, didn't you say that?
No, I didn't.
I just heard him say that.
On the pre-show, Phil said he was quoting a meme he saw, okay?
A what?
A meme that said Fox News because Trump's balls won't lick themselves.
Oh, my God, Henry.
Well, what's the... That wasn't you.
But saying that on the air...
Well, you just got... You just...
David, you just brought it up yourself.
I brought it up because I thought he was talking about me.
I never said any such thing. What I did say, though... is that, yeah, there were programmers and there were all kinds of executives running back to Washington and, you know, getting out the knee pads.
There, right there. Same thing. So I'm going back there and I'm ball washing them because Phil Henry...
You know, if you want to keep bringing that word up, you know, be my guest, but I never said that.
You know, look, if you say I'm going back there with knee pads, what's the difference? Now, I worked very hard.
Let me ask you this question, okay?
Oh, my God, just went, let me ask you. I just heard your voice crack.
Yeah, and what about it?
Well, I think for a professional, you know, announcer, and a guy that, you know, talks on the... Never mind. Forget it. I don't want to get... It's very technical.
Yeah, my voice cracked. That's very technical.
Well, I would just think that...
All right, let's get back to David trotting back to Washington doing some you-know-what washing.
See, that's it. See, he's quoting it.
Look, what I said, and I stand by it, is there are a lot of people in our business that ran back there to Washington and couldn't give it up quicker for those guys, and for no reason whatsoever. And I always bring up that Janet Jackson example because that's so absolutely typical of you guys.
Now, the Janet Jackson, her breast was on the screen.
In radio or on TV?
It was on TV.
And you know, the CBS, the network that appeared on, they went to court. I mean, they lawyered up. And they protected their programming. They protected their content. They protected the people that are in that division. They didn't just give it up and say, oh, you know, you're right. Like, I think we really deserve a fine. And thank you so much, Mr. and Mrs. Commissioner. But what happened was the radio people went back there and started sucking on, they're at the FCC.
You're trying to tell me that I went back there. You know, they've got an Indian-American chairman. And you're telling I did ball wash.
Hey, man, let's knock it off. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
Well, all right, then don't bring it up.
You brought it up.
David, for the fifth time, you did bring it up. All right?
Well, Margaret, you're the one talking about how much you want to have your ass branded with the X seared into the skin.
Excuse me.
Margaret, come on.
No, I will not be a party. I got to go take a dump.
Hey, Miss B, you need some...
What did she just say?
Nothing.
I know what she said. She's got to go take a dump, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you really got to get that show under control because if I'm listening to a woman who is a professional singer, who is a hostess with the mostess and all this stuff, talking about how I'm going to the bathroom, get me a beach blanket.
David G. Hall, and I want to say that name again. David G. Hall is our guest. He's our vice president of syndication and digital sales here on the Phil Henry Show. Talking about, what are we talking about here, man?
We're talking about the FCC, the guys that you've been bagging on all weekend.
That's right. But I thought that had something to do with net neutrality.
Well, net neutrality. Let me address that for a minute. Net neutrality.
No, wait. Well, before you do that, do you mind me just mentioning? You said the chairman of the FCC is some Indian. He's Indian American.
Yeah, he's Indian American. Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that.
You wanted to make sure that I don't insult the guy based upon his ethnicity. But you're there this weekend. Talk about ball washing. Shit.
Well, Phil wasn't doing that.
No, but he was inferring everybody else was.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't at all. I just said that ass that runs the FCC, whether he's Indian-American or whether he's Czechoslovakian or whether he's a member of the Navajo or whatever he is, that guy was dressed up and with a lightsaber talking about how, wow, man, I've really made your lives fantastic. I mean, this guy, every time they knock out a regulation in Washington, D.C., they think they've done something good. And
well, haven't they?
Hell no, man. There's some regulations you need. Let's talk about, for instance, the environment. You know, there was a time when people realized that regulating business when it had to do with environmental pollution was a good thing. Not this guy we got. He thinks take all those regulations off and all that environmental pollution and shit is just going to clean itself up.
Wait, Phil, you're using that S word.
Well, I'm using the S. I'll use a few more words. The point that I'm trying to make here is that getting rid of regulations isn't necessarily...
So here you are now doing a political show.
No, I didn't want to do a political... Phil wanted to talk about net neutrality. So what is it?
Net neutrality is what it used. That's what we got rid of, net neutrality. Net neutrality meant everybody had equal access to the Internet, if you will. Everyone had equal access to high speed. Everyone would have the same ability to deliver their content. And the big companies went back to Washington, D.C. and paid off the FCC and paid off a bunch of congressmen and paid off a bunch of senators and probably paid off the president to say, we're really big companies. We make a lot of money. We pay a lot in taxes. Shouldn't we have more of an opportunity to access the Internet than others who don't pay as many taxes? And Donald Trump said yes, and all of the little senators said yes, and the FCC, they said yes. And that's a good thing, Phil. That's a very, very good thing.
You just made Donald Trump and all those senators and all of those FCC commissioners sound like the running dogs of the communications industry. Was that your intent?
Yes.
Well, then you made them sound bad.
Well, then, no, that wasn't my intent. My intent...
Look at Hall, you don't even know what it is you're saying. You said those guys went back there, paid off a bunch of people, and got what they wanted.
Right. So those guys are not the lackeys. The lackeys are Trump and the senators. So, yeah, that's right. I wanted to make them sound like assholes, not the other guys. What I'm trying to say, Phil...
You know, we're going to have here Ted Bell in a moment. He's a guy that makes a lot of money, and he's a guy that's got a complaint. His whole problem with Beverly Hills Connect, which is his internet access, is huge.
I don't know anything about that, okay? I'm not talking about Ted Bell and his steakhouse. I'm talking about a big communications concern like Comcast. You've got to give these people the access they need because of the tax base that's involved. And plus, once they do get what they want, they'll deliver to the small guy, the little guy, the consumer, exactly what he wants.
No, they won't. No, you know that they won't.
Well, yes, they will, unless more regulations are passed, in which case their hands are tied.
Well, that'll be very interesting to watch then to see whether or not these regulations are passed. I'll tell you this. Whatever is good for business, they'll get, and whatever is bad for business, they won't. And bad for business may mean giving the little guy more of what he wants.
How is that ever bad for business?
Because the prices come down, maybe. Because maybe they don't have as many customers, but they've got to lower prices because, you know, one hand washes the other.
One hand wash? Did you hear that?
I don't know what that means, Phil.
You might as well talk about branding one of the cheeks of your ass with a branding iron.
All right, David, I'm sorry that I called you and got you involved in this conversation. Kiss off, F off, I hate you.
Thanks a lot, Phil. It's been great talking.
David G. Hall here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back.
Yeah, coming up, we got Ted. I mean, we do have Ted.
Ted?
He just called Bud Ted. I know. Who do we have, Bud?
Actually, we don't have Ted. We got, we do have Ted.
Ted Bell.
It just says Ted.
It would be Ted Bell, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All of the sports action is on American Sports Channel. Yes, football, baseball, basketball, all of it is right there. Can we show it to you? That's a different thing entirely. We don't have contracts with the teams yet. However, very shortly we will. And when we do, you'll see all the big games. Until then, we'll be giving you the scores from a really impressive studio. That's right. All the action, the scores, not all the action. We don't have the rights to the highlight reels. But we will give you the scores. And our guys, our announcers, they are great, funny, kibitzer kind of guys. You know, real sarcastic, off-the-cuff guys. They'll be doing all the jokes, and then they'll give you the score. A few more jokes, and then they'll give you a score. Mostly guys fired from ESPN. So be with us when we debut the American Sports Big Time. We haven't named it yet, but we will. Hi, sports fans. This is Dave Cantrell inviting you to exciting Denver Python speedball action. The Denver Pythons will be taking on the Chicago Coolies in one of the great speedball games of all time. It'll be the championship for the Bob Dooley Trophy. See all the action as they run the ball into the extra area. Then they'll leap over each other and dive down the hole to score a big round one. Now, if the player... Well, why am I explaining the game? You know it. That's speedball action. The Denver Pythons versus the Chicago Coolies. Dave Cantrell here. That's National Speedball League action on this station. And now back to the Phil Henry Show. Thank you, General. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Yeah, so our good brother Ted Bell is with us here in just a moment. A reminder for you guys to get your backstage pass, the world famous Phil Henry Show for a year, or get it for a month. And when you do, it's a beautiful thing. You'll have an opportunity to access thousands and thousands of hours of exciting, never before heard programming. Well, that's bullcrap.
Well, they've heard it. If they've listened to it before, they've heard it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, if you've listened to it before, you've heard it, but you may want to hear it again because it's all archived there at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. So make sure you get a backstage pass. Plus, all those other goodies like our home movies, and we have interviews and TV pilots and lots of things down through the years that have been done. And quite frankly, we're sorry that they were, but there's nothing we can do about it now except sell it back to you.
Very funny.
That's the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com.
All right, Ted Bell now.
Here he is.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. And let me tell you what, we are serving it up, man, our prime rib on Sunday. It's slow-cooked all day long. In fact, we cook it from Friday on until Sunday. It might be a little tough. Ted, you know what I'm talking about.
We want to put our meat in your
It's your all-day roasted prime rib.
Yes, it's all... It's not all-day roasted. It's all-day. We cook it... I don't know how they do it. Get Chef Cedilli in here. He'll tell you. All I know is I tell everybody that it's roasted or cooked or it's baked or it's something all day long, and everyone, their eyes light up, and I go, oh, give me some of that. Hey, hold on for a minute, Phil.
I don't have to know the whole thing.
No, hold on. Hey, Chef Carl, what's the whole thing with all-day, the all-day cooking of prime rib?
Well, I mean, we don't really cook it all day. If we did, it would turn it... It'll be charcoal. It'll be nothing but charcoal.
Well, why do we say we cook it all day?
Because it's... Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's too late now.
Because it sounds good, okay? I don't know why we don't cook it all day. If we cooked it all day, it would be a black lump of coal. It would just be coal.
All right, well, that's what I figured.
So I'm glad I brought that up.
Yeah, thanks a lot for nothing. Anyway, Phil, I'm kidding around, but in a way, I'm not kidding around.
I apologize. Ted Bell is joining us here. Now, today we're doing a little bit of a kind of a net neutrality, internet speed, this kind of thing.
Well, I saw you during the pre-show because I knew I was coming on, and you were dealing with slow internet speed, right?
Yeah. And so I wanted to ask you about your problems.
We had similar problems, but you got to understand something. You know, you mentioned, Phil, as a businessman, you go to Time Warner or Spectrum and you say, hey, listen, I have a commercial enterprise here. This is for my business. Let's get it together, okay? And they need to hop to it because you're not just some schlub who wants to get onto Twitch to watch some other jackass play some game. You are a guy that's making money. You got a business to run. And your audience, your consumer, the customer, is not going to be looking on you very favorably. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Okay. Over here, we have the same problem. I'm in Beverly Hills. We have Connect.
Now, that's the name of your internet provider.
Yeah. For a lot of the businesses. We got a couple, but Internet Connect is my company. Now, I deal with a guy over there by the name of Don Chastain. And I've known Don since, the early 80s, right after I took over the restaurant from my father. And Don got into the internet business, and now he's, like, managing everything over there. And I said to him, I got to have fast internet speed. I can't, you know, because what we do here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, as you know, Phil, we live stream the Dunphy Brothers on Saturday nights.
Wait a minute. Are the Dunphy Brothers now a regular feature at your restaurant?
Yeah. On Saturday nights, only during certain parts of the year. For instance, Super Bowl season's coming up. We do a live stream of them, and then I also like to get up and say a few things. I quote Abraham Lincoln, whatever the hell.
And you live stream this?
I have to, because that's what they want me to do, all right? So that's the deal I got with the Dunphys. But the point I'm trying to make is that I went to this guy, Chastain, and I said, okay, let's get it going. Let's do it. And he looks me up and down and says, well, what do you mean? I said, you know who you're talking to? I said, you know, I'm Ted Bell. He goes, yes, I do know that. I said, okay, let's do it. I turned around, I went back into my office, and he knocked on the door.
Yeah?
And he...
What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at Phil is.
I'm not laughing. Well, I saw you laugh, Phil. All right, I laughed a little bit.
Yeah, what are you laughing at?
Just the scene with you and this guy, Don Chastain.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, you should be laughing. Don't laugh at the man, Phil. I apologize.
Thank you. So I said, let's go. I turn around. I hear a knock on the door to my office. I open it. The guy's still standing there. I said, yes. He said, what are you talking about? Now, this is when you really lose faith. You ask a guy, you know, you're doing business with a guy.
How is he supposed to know what you're talking about?
My name's Ted Bell. It's right there on the front of the restaurant. What do you need?
Well, yeah, but how does he know what it is you want?
I said to him, my internet speed is slow, so let's get it going. I turned around, walked into my office to attend to other business, and he follows me in, or he knocked on the door, and I said, who is that? And he said, it's me, Don. I said, what do you want? I just was telling you. He said, I want to know what do you mean? So this is what we're dealing with, Phil. And when you know, I agree with you. When I heard you with David Hall.
Wait. What are we dealing with here? When I was talking to David, I was talking to him about the big companies and how they're screwing everybody with this rollback of net neutrality. And the internet speed is crap. But I'm not exactly sure I...
What, you don't know what I'm talking about.
We're having a hard time, Ted, figuring this one out. We know you've got bad service from Beverly Hills Connect.
Right. And I said to him, Don Chastain, I said, this is how it went. And this is generally what I do with any service people, any business people in the area. I'll say, hi, and I put my hand on my chest, and I'll go, I'm Ted Bell. And generally, that's all I need to do. I wheel about, and I go into my office, shut the door. Now I hear a knock on the door.
How is anybody supposed to know what it is they want from you when you say, I'm Ted Bell?
Hold on. Does the guy know what he does for a living?
Ted, how does...
Does the guy know what he does for a living?
Yes.
Okay. Then I brought him in. I said, you're the guy from... And I said, Don Chastain, we've known each other for well over 30 years. He says, yeah, Ted, I remember you. He said, I don't remember what from, but when I came to the restaurant, then I realized you owned the restaurant, which I found to be pretty insulting.
Wait a minute, you can't know these guys very well.
Well, if you know this guy from the time you took the restaurant over from your father, he ought to know who you are.
Yes, he knows who I am. He's clowning around. I said, yes, I'm Ted Bell. And actually what I did was, I said, you are in the internet service providing business. He said, yes. I said, I'm Ted Bell. I put my hand on my chest, leaned into it. I said, I'm Ted Bell. Then I wheeled around.
Yes, and you went into the office, closed the door.
Then I heard a knock on the door.
Well, obviously the man didn't know what it is you wanted.
Obviously. Okay. Well, there's problem number one. So I look at him. I go, what's the story? He says, well, what do you want? I said, oh, my God. I said, you got to be kidding. You're an internet service. I said, I've got prep. I said, let me spell it out for you. The speed, my internet speed, is something out of a dog's rear end. I said, I'm Ted Bell, and thank you very much.
Why don't you do something other than I'm Ted Bell?
Look, General, Phil knows, everybody knows. I'm Ted Bell. I've been in Beverly Hills.
I know you're Ted Bell.
Well, if you know I'm Ted Bell, then you know you don't have to say too much. I got the worst internet service ever. I'm telling you right now, I'm buffering all the time, just like your crappy feed tonight, Phil. I'm getting buffering on it right now.
Thank you very much for that.
Well, you want to let them know?
Well, I'll let them know. Don't worry.
All right. So I said to the guy, I'm getting really crap service, really lousy service from you, and I want... You know, better service. I mean, at least that was what my intention was. And now I say to the guy, I'm Ted Bell. And he goes, well, what do you want? I go, oh, my God. So he doesn't even know who I am.
Even though you've known the guy since the early... I would suggest you do something.
Since the early egg.
Since the early 80s. I would suggest you do this. Tell him exactly what you want.
Well, what are you talking about?
Tell the guy that you need faster internet service.
What? Look, I'm Ted Bell.
We know, Ted, that you're Ted Bell.
Yeah, Mr. Bell, tell the guy exactly what you want, and then he'll just be an idiot.
Tell the guy exactly what I want, and then he'll just be an idiot. Is that what you just said, bud?
Yeah, that's what I said. He'll be stupid for not knowing who you are.
I don't know. It sounds pretty far out to me.
What is far out about that? If the guy doesn't remember exactly who you are... What the fuck is that?
That's, we're down.
Well, that tells us that the internet's down.
That tells us that the internet's down.
Yeah, it's the sounder.
That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well,
what, you've got a baby laughing?
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Henry said to have a alarm to let us know when the internet was down, and...
So we're off the live stream.
Yeah, and I have to apologize for that, but...
So, yeah, well, there it is. Folks, if you're listening to us on a download, you must be listening on the download. Yeah, the live stream just went down, so... that makes my job easier.
Now, Phil, don't start getting crazy with these people.
Be very diplomatic, Phil. Oh, no, I'll be diplomatic. So where's Ted?
Ted's, I can call him back if you want.
Yeah, call him.
Hey, Ted. Yeah. Yeah, we just, we babied. Okay. Find out about it, but I can do that. I will when I get back there, yeah. Well, it'll probably cost you...
What are you talking about? Ted, it's Phil. Can we get back on with the face, man? Ted Bell. So,
I hear you babied. So, what I suggest...
What do you mean we babied?
Well, that's when the internet went down, right?
Yeah.
So you went babied.
Is this another term?
Well, Margaret, you got, being hogtied around a campfire with a branding iron on your ass.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Watch it.
And so that's what we call... I thought you knew that.
I've never heard the term.
Well, that's... When you baby, you're, in other words, your entire reason for being there, that is the professional delivery of this netcast, you just went baby. You, in other words, you're playing with your own anus. That's how bad it is.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's boy, that's really brilliant.
Oh, what got into you, man?
Hey, Ted, we just don't speak the same language. Listen, good luck with your problems.
Oh, I see. So it's like, who cares?
No, it's not who cares. But we got to get moving along. I got another guest, and then we got to get the hell out of here for this dog shit Sunday night stream.
Well, Phil, I'm not the guy that babied you. I'm the guy...
Ted Bell, ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Stick around for Bobby Dooley and a return appearance. She'll try to explain to herself a little bit better on the whole, not wearing underwear thing.
Or whatever it was.
I've got two words for you, lawnmower. Have you tried cutting your grass lately? It could be why you're not selling your house. Hi, Dean Burfield with Burfield Realtors. A lot of people are having a tough time this time of year to sell a house. Yes, it is the holidays, and a lot of times people are more interested in celebrating the holidays than they are for looking at a house. But I will tell you this. Cutting your grass, putting a coat of paint on your house, cleaning it up, cleaning the garbage up, spraying the inside of your house so it doesn't smell like a toilet, all of these things help in marketing a home. I hope this has helped you. I'm Dean Burfield, and I'll be back with some more real estate tips. Listen to Dean Burfield for real estate tips on how to sell your home faster.
And Bobby Dooley now with us here on the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby was with us on Friday, and there might have been some misunderstanding. Bobby's celebration of the Christmas cavalcade. You also wanted to come back on, Bobby, and give us a better description of what it is that you do so that people would not be as scandalized as they were?
Well, yes, because Steve and I were giving the overall, the reason for not wearing underwear underneath the elf skirt, the reason for, and I apologize for my husband, he was vulgar and out of line, the reason that I am an elf in full relief.
Stop.
I'll do it, Steve.
When he referenced cue ball.
Yes. And he should never have done that. In fact, you should never have been within 25 feet of the Elven Queen. You know that, Steve, right?
Well, I'm the Elf King.
You're the Elf King, yes, but...
Bobby, this is something you're doing for your Homeowners Association?
Yes, and all the homeowners are assembled. And when I come dancing down the aisle, and I'm sprinkling sparkles on everyone, they know me as the Elf Queen. But what's the problem with that?
Well, that's fine. We just didn't understand the pagan nature of it necessitates that you don't wear underwear.
That's exactly what it is. Now...
We have got the music now.
We have the music. We want to play for you now the music that is played as I come dancing down the aisle. And Steve does the announcement. So, Steve, do it the way you would do it there at the celebration.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the Elf Queen. Here she comes, everybody. The Elf Queen. My wife's Bobby, but really it's the Elf Queen, yeah. Alright.
It's the
And right here I hit the runway. And I'm dancing from side to side, sprinkling things on people.
And everyone.
And you know, I'm playful, I sit in people's laps, you know.
You sit in people's laps, huh?
Hold on. Just hold on, Phil.
Yeah, hold on, this is the good part.
There's a spotlight that follows me naturally.
Happy
season of the year.
Yeah, my wife will lip. Now she lip syncs.
Now I'm lip syncing.
In gay happy meetings when
wait a
friends
minute,
come to call.
Turn the goddamn thing. You do what?
What did you just say?
Bobby, I have to know. You said you are lip syncing the song?
Yes.
Bobby, how are you lip syncing a song being sung by a man?
It's not that big of a deal. You know, you people make a big deal.
Not that big of a deal. People are just using their imagination. It's Bobby singing, and they think it's a woman. Yeah, it's a man, but they think it's a woman. That's all. Here, I'll turn it back up, honey.
All right, here it is. Now, you can see my lips moving.
As you're dancing with no underwear under an elf dress.
It's the most.
Kill the piece of shit.
Oh, I see. I use GD, but you use S.
Well, you open the floodgates. What did you say, Mr. Henry?
I said you're lip syncing that song as you dance along with no underwear.
I hope you burn in hell.
Jeez, Phil, what's funny about that? That's the funniest thing I just dropped the TV remote. That's the funniest thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
Did you hear what she just said? I hope you burn in hell.
Yeah, Miss Jenny, you don't want to call her back and have her take a back?
Take back what?
Take back what?
Phil, the woman hopes you burn for eternity. I don't care. Like, what is with you guys? Boy, are you weird, man. You know what? Tonight has been a disaster all the way around. We lost our live feed about, 20 minutes ago. I apologize for that, folks. I guarantee you that will never happen again. That will never happen again.
Well, Phil, don't be angry.
I'm angry. I'm so bloody angry, you can't even believe it. That'll never happen again. And, we're going to have to do a goddamn, excuse my French, a shit pot load, excuse my French, of editing on this thing. And I happen to laugh when Bobby says she's lip syncing. Man.
God, Mr. I don't know. It's,
turn it down, bud.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus. All's well that ends well as far as I'm concerned. Bobby, thank you very much. But I had to, disconnect you for saying that. I want to thank David G. Hall. I want to thank, who else did we have?
We had Ted Bell.
Ted Bell. And I want to thank my panelists here, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, General Galen Shaw, you, Robert Leonard, everybody.
Wait a minute. What's going on here? Are you firing us?
Oh, I'm not firing you. I'm just, I want to get out of here, you know. What a baby.
Yeah, just because we babied.
Happy. Oh, that's right. We babied tonight. That's what losing the internet is. We babied. And my crew is now looking at me with weird smiles, and they're backing out of the room.
Do you blame us? It's the
happiest. World famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Jesus. And caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.